Welcome back to Horizons. Sylvia Thompson, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
You're part of the JPIC and you have some new exciting news. You've been working on something different.
Very different. And maybe I should first say this JPIC, what on earth is that? It's the Diocesan Committee for Justice, Peace and the Integrity of Creation. So yes, something very different for this season of creation. We've created a film. Now, we is a rather wonderful word. We're able to engage a wonderful videographer to create a film, a documentary, a video. You choose the word. 40 minutes long. And it's going to be released during the season of creation. And you know, it's really a journey around the diocese. So it's going to highlight what some schools are doing, and only some, because so many schools are doing wonderful work. So we've picked a few. We've picked a parish and we've picked an individual. And then, of course, we have a little bit about Laudato Si, the kind of the mothership where all of this came from, our now, sadly, late Pope Francis.
I love the combination of excitement you're speaking with, but also vagueness, because you want people to see the film, so you don't want to spoil the contents.
No. And we want everybody to watch it on the day when it comes out, which I think is the 10th of September, right there in the middle of the season of creation. It was fun making it, and it was also a challenge. Now, thanks to the wonderful man that we found, Kieran Healy, he made it all very easy for us. And he says things like, I'll throw up a drone. And he throws up a drone. And then, of course, we had a presenter. How could I forget that? A wonderful presenter, somebody, a staff member who works here in the diocese. That'll be a wonderful voice and wonderful little pieces to link all the little bits together. And it will be 40 minutes long. So enough to get your teeth into. And a little bit about this year's theme, which is peace with creation. But the video, the film, the documentary actually will stand for any time. So if you can't watch it on that particular day, you can watch it later. And hopefully you'll watch it not just once, but watch it lots of times and be inspired.
That sounds fantastic. And the amount of effort behind this is tremendous. You were saying there that you have a drone shot, and that will look like now what films look like in the 80s and 90s, because they could only do those kind of shots with helicopters or cranes. You know, you need a very high budget. So now your documentary is going to look like a film. It's going to look incredibly high budget.
And so we've moved, I suppose, in the work in our committee from the last century to this century.
And you're telling me as well that you wrote the script for this. So you're now an accomplished script writer.
Well, now all will be revealed. Just little pieces to link the pieces together to make it sense. And of course, because obviously we were working with a professional, he had all the gadgets, like the drone that he threw up, a teleprompter that we could use. Some people chose to use that and some people didn't. But you knew you were in the hands of a professional who was also very patient and very interested in the topic, because of course all of us, all of the people who were involved in it, were all madly interested in the topic, be it the schools, the parish, the individual. You know, for us, all of us and JPIC, it's something really, really important. But of course, we know everybody doesn't share our enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that some of that enthusiasm will bubble over and bubble out of the film into the lives of our parishes, schools, and the lives of individual parishioners, or whether they call themselves a parishioner or just the general public, people of goodwill who are out there.
Yeah, it's very much not your first biodiversity rodeo, but it seems like it was his. So it would be interesting to see how he feels about his baptism of fire in this biodiversity project.
Yeah, and it's something that people can look at other times, but also because Kerry is only one diocese in Ireland, other dioceses may wish to look at it. There's a group of people called Laudato Si Animators who are from all over Ireland, and they will want to look at it in their groups. So, and we'll be looking at their material. We all share our material. So this year we have the video and we'll have events and we'll have our leaflet. So it's part of a group of things that are out there, all resources for parishes and individuals who want to continue the journey of restoring biodiversity to our common home.
Oh, you're amazingly productive at all the things you're bringing out. And I've seen the leaflet and it's very nice. Can I ask you, what do the Laudato Si animators do?
Well, hopefully the clue is in the name. So there are people who've gone through a training course, diving deep into the theology and the practicalities of Laudato Si, what was the message, and then also doing a project as part of it. And their role is to animate their local communities and help them to understand about Laudato Si and how to put it into practice in sensible little ways, taking steps in parishes while nurturing their own inner journey. Because obviously, when you're in nature, it's really about contemplation.
Yeah.
Coming to stillness, balanced with taking action, which might be not taking action.
Yeah.
It's sometimes about protecting and healing and thinking of all the beautiful things that are around and helping people to open their eyes, to see, to look, to notice, and to smell the beautiful nature that is all around us here, and to help to restore it.
So they're trying to get us all animated in biodiversity.
Exactly. And there's a group that meets every month and shares stories from every corner of Ireland. And so when we meet, we support each other and we say, wow, that's a wonderful idea. We never thought of that. Or, you know, and people share their, what you might call, successes. You know, they may have planted lovely crocus bulbs, like I think St. Brendan's did here. But unfortunately, the birds also like them and gobble them all up.
I guess that's biodiversity too. If you're throwing something into the food chain and it gets eaten, that's biodiversity in a way.
Yeah. How deep should you bury them? It's hard to know.
Sylvia Thompson, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
It's lovely to be on it this morning. Thank you.
So the trailer for the short documentary that Sylvia was talking about is already up on our YouTube page. And you can see the full video premiering at 7:30 on Wednesday evening. So definitely mark that in your diaries. In the theme of the season of creation, here is The Colours of the Wind.
You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. Think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn noon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Come round the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come rolling in the riches all around you, and for once never wonder what there was. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends, and we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never end. How high does a sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or whether we are white or copper skinned. You need to to paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth and still all you own is earth until you can.
I'm Gráinne Quirk, and these are the upcoming events from around the diocese. Last Sunday, the Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference published a pastoral message titled Why Sunday Matters, an invitation to reflect on Sunday Mass. This document reflects on the immense significance of Sunday Mass. To download a copy, see catholicbishops.ie. The National Board for Safeguarding Children is running an art competition in the month of September for children up to the age of 18. See any parish newsletter for more details. Come celebrate Our Lady's birthday in beautiful Ballyhaig. Bishop Ray Brown will lead Pattern Day Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Our Lady's Well and Grotto. Everyone is warmly invited. Plenty of free parking available. The pilgrimage to Knock from Two Assist and neighbouring parishes takes place Tuesday to Thursday this week, staying at St Mary's Grotto. See the parish newsletter for more details. Annum Cara Support Group for Bereaved Parents will hold its monthly parent support evening on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. in the Meadowlands Hotel, Tralee, County Kerry. This event is free and open to all bereaved parents, regardless of circumstances. Email info@annumcara.ie for more details. Padre Pio devotions start back in Castle Island this Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Witness by Michael Walsh. Padre Pio's healing glove will be available for blessings on the night. Killorglun Christian Meditation Group meets on Wednesday in the prayer room in St. James Church at 6:30 p.m. There will be a short talk followed by 20 minutes of silent meditation. Listowel Lectio Divina will recommence on Thursday at 11 a.m. in the parish meeting room adjacent to the church. Lectio Divina is a prayerful, meditative method of reading and reflecting on the Gospel, bringing about an awareness of how the Gospel impacts on our lives today. New members welcome. Contemplative Meditation with Roger Hershey recommences on Thursday at 6:45 p.m. at the St. John's Parish Centre, Tralee. All are welcome. Poetry book Breaking Cover by Mick Joyce, Dune, will be launched in the White Sands Hotel in Ballyhaig on Friday at 8 p.m. Come and share your support. Drummond Parish invites all children, families and school staff to a special Mass for the blessing of school bags. By blessing these bags, we ask God to bless the children who carry them, their teachers and all who support them on their journey. At Killinlea School on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and at St. Finian School on Sunday at 10 a.m. Please join Milltown Parish for refreshments after Mass in Milltown Church next Sunday, September 14th. All are most welcome for a friendly chat, and it is a wonderful opportunity to strengthen the parish community. Pope Leo has posted on X, Jesus calls into question the security of believers. He tells us that it is not enough to profess the faith with words. Our faith is authentic when it embraces our whole life, when it becomes a criterion for our decisions, when it makes us women and men committed to doing what is right, who take risks out of love, as Jesus did.
Thank you, Gráinne. And unfortunately, we had a technical glitch last week, and Horizons did not air correctly. So please accept our apologies for that. The middle segment of the show was lost to the ether, which is unfortunate, because we had a lovely interview with Bernie McCaffrey. So this is a good time for me to mention, if you didn't know, that you can listen back to Horizons. We have the most recent episodes on our Diocesan website, and there are hundreds more on the Radio Kerry website and on the Radio Kerry app. If you go to the Diocesan website now, I've put up a post to point you in the right direction. After the break, Palliative Care Week.